Welcome to Straight and Curly,
a podcast for self-improvement junkies.
I'm Kelly Exeter.
And I'm Carly Jacobs.
And this is a special bonus episode.
So, Kel, technically Straight and Curly is on an end of season break, but we've got some pretty exciting stuff going on, so we thought we'd record a special bonus episode or a bonusode of the show to let everyone know about it.
Yes. So last year we actually got, you know, our first 30 odd shows transcribed because a few listeners had let us know they liked being able to read over episodes as well as listen to them. And when I got those transcriptions back, I thought to myself, gee, you know, there's actually some quite good info in here. So I wonder if we could turn these into a book of sorts.
Yeah, I can remember you making that suggestion and then we just kind of never really got around to doing it.
Yeah, I know. I think it's because I went through one transcript and was a bit horrified at just how much cleaning up it needed. Because, yeah, there's nothing like reading a transcript to find out just how much you talk in circles.
Oh, my God, so much.
And also, like, I'm, you know, you're not so bad as me, but I'm really bad at starting a sentence with one thought and then shooting off on another thought like halfway through. And I'm like reading these transcripts going, oh my God. So yeah, it was a good way to tidy up how I speak on the podcast. But you and I revisited the book idea this year and we decided to, you know, just do it already and being good upholders like we are, we did it. So do you want to share a bit about how we've structured the book or this first book?
Yeah. So the book is called A Real Life Approach to Diet and Lifestyle Detoxes. And so it's made up of 8 very heavily edited show transcripts. 4 of the shows were on the topic of diet and 4 of the shows were on the topic of lifestyle detoxes. So sharing about the digital detox that you and I did last year and that time that we both gave up coffee for a month and alcohol for a month. So the reason I'm emphasizing the heavily part is because I don't want people thinking we just grabbed 8 random shows and threw them together in a book and Bob's your uncle. We wanted them to be really readable and also in editing them, we were able to bring a bit more clarity to the thoughts that we shared in the shows. So when you're recording live, sometimes you can be overly definitive about something that you actually feel quite, you know, gray shades about. And conversely, sometimes you can dance around something that you're actually quite black and white about. I actually find it's interesting because I'm rarely misunderstood in real life when people are looking at me, but I've been misunderstood on the podcast a few times. And I think it's because people can't see me doing my faces that go with what I'm saying.
Because you are a full body speaker. So massively. When you are full body speaking, yeah, it's very clear. It's very easy to get your meaning.
Yeah.
I found it horrible editing the transcripts. I'm like, do you remember that text message thread that we had where we were like both, oh, my God. Like, we say definitely so much and we say yeah and, you know, you catch all those things. But I will say I'm really, really happy with where we got the book to. And we actually gave it to 8 people in the Straight and Curly group or the Straight and Curly Facebook group. And 7 out of 8 of them loved it. So one person said she didn't love it, but that is because she much, much prefers listening to reading. So I do thank her. It was Dina for being so honest.
Yeah, and I guess that kind of brings us to a little warning for anyone contemplating buying the book. If you are more of an auditory learner than a visual learner, you'll probably just prefer to listen to the shows, and we'll link those up in the show notes of this bonus episode. But yeah, it's, I mean, people are kind of a bit of both, and I've had similar experiences where I've enjoyed reading someone's work but not enjoyed listening to them and enjoyed listening to them but not enjoyed reading them. So I think it's just having that option available for the way that people like to consume your content is kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, now that you mentioned that, there are definitely people who I would much rather read them because when they speak, they're just they're nowhere near as articulate in speaking as they are when I get to read their work. So, yeah, that was right, quite interesting. But I do have to admit, I did freak out a little bit when Dina sent through her feedback because she was like the first person to get back to me. And I thought, oh, my God, we've just put a huge amount of time and effort into producing this thing and now no one's going to want it.
Having said that, though, I think that's a really nice compliment because I never actually read the feedback. You just kind of you touched on that feedback. But I actually found it quite complimentary because I think it's – What we offer to people is our chatty kind of hanging out friend vibe, which is really hard to recreate in a book. Mm. So if what you want is the information without, you know, Kelly and Carly crapping on about all the other stuff in our lives, then the book is for you. But if you like listening to Kelly and Carly crap on about our lives, then the podcast is the way to go.
Yeah. And if you're one of those people like I am. So I love listening to the conversation, but then I love being able to go back and read the transcript and kind of, you know, print it out and highlight the bits that because I want to take notes when I listen to a podcast, but I'm always walking or running or driving in the car. So I'm not in a position to take notes. So I find having the transcripts allows me to revisit, you know, my favorite bits, highlight the bits that I really liked. And then, you know, the 7 out of 8 people who came back to me with feedback after being a beta reader, they were those kind of people. They were like, oh, look, we love listening to the show. We love hearing you and Carly go back and forth, but it was really cool to be able to, you know, go back over the shows, revisit the information that you guys talked about. Cause it was, you know, in 2016 that we recorded most of those shows. So yeah, so that was comforting to hear. So we've kind of had a chat about, you know, what's in the book and who might enjoy it.
Yeah, so as we've already mentioned, it covers off the 4 shows that we did on the topic of diet, so where diet equals the food that we eat. After that, we did the shows on lifestyle detoxes. So we've called it a real life approach to diet and lifestyle detoxes because that's our approach. Like, you guys know us, we're never pretending to be experts on anything. We are life enthusiasts who love experimenting on ourselves and finding out what works best for us as individuals. And that's the approach that we preach. So not just in these episodes, but all of our shows, we try hard to never say, we know better than you and you should do this and this. What we try to say is, here are some things that we've tried. They either worked for us or they didn't. And why don't you give them a try and see if they're helpful to you? If they are helpful, keep doing them. If they're not helpful, don't. And one of the good things about the book and the episodes on diet is that Kelly and I have completely different body types, metabolisms, that kind of stuff. We are so similar in so many ways, which was quite a shock when we started doing the podcast because we thought we were really different, but we're not. But yeah, so our body makeups are completely different and we respond very differently to diet and exercise. So they're very interesting episodes coming from, you know, different dispositions and ways that food and diet affect different types of bodies.
Yeah. And the thing, I think one important thing to note is that we don't just indiscriminately try things or jump on bandwagons. Like, we do research our approaches quite heavily. And if we're going to give something a go, there's always a lot of intent behind it. Like, we don't just mindlessly do things. Like, we know the exact why behind why we're doing things. And I think another thing that's important to note is we take a very do no harm approach. So, you know, we're not going to do the lemon detox diet because there's so much evidence out there that indicates this can cause genuine harm to your body doing that kind of that weird thing. But, you know, we'll trial going without wheat for a month because no one with an otherwise balanced diet, which is what we have, has ever experienced these, you know, terrible health implications from removing wheat for a month, you know?
That's right. So basically what the book is a collection of thoughts about where we've both gotten to with regard to how we eat as individuals. And we eat differently because we're 2 different people with 2 different bodies and metabolisms. And then we talk about the results of the lifestyle detoxes that we did.
Those lifestyle detox episodes were good because we're so different in how easy and hard we found them. So I remember when we were recording, you know, the going without alcohol for a month episode, and I was so blasé about it because I hardly drink, you know. So I was all very like, if you go to the pub, just have a soda and lime instead of a beer. And you were like, Kel, I'm pretty sure it's not that easy. And then we took that month off coffee and I had to profusely apologize to all the regular drinkers of alcohol because, you know, going to a coffee shop and having a cup of tea instead of coffee just made me want to punch myself in the face. So, yes, there was an open apology to everybody for that really stupid suggestion I made.
Yeah, and I was the same with the coffee one because I'm not a huge coffee drinker. I was kind of like, meh. And actually, incidentally, just while we're on the topic, I actually randomly gave up coffee for 8 weeks without even trying and it was really good. It was, yeah, made a lot of differences. So that's a story for another time. But just because when we first did that episode, episode, I kind of didn't give up coffee because I didn't really care. I didn't think I had a problem with it. And it turns out I don't. So I was right. Anyway, back to the book. Like everything we do in life, this book is an experiment. Will current listeners enjoy going back over these episodes and having them in book format? Let's see. Will it bring new listeners to us? Will it attract people who like reading more than anything, but once they've read the book, they'll think, hey, I need to go and listen to this show. We'll just have to wait and see. All we know is that we've really enjoyed putting the book together and we're keen to do more. I would actually be keen to do a more structured one that's not transcripts of the show, like an instructional kind of a productivity-based kind of thing.
Oh, I mean, I'd definitely love to do that. That would be
Can we call it Get Your Shit Together?
We can do that. You're just dying to do something. Carly's just so dying to do something really clickbaity or a bit out there. And I'm always like, no, we can't call it that. People will get offended or we've got a promise we can't deliver on. But Get Your Shit Together, I think we can deliver on that.
It's the Mark Manson principle. You've got to do the subtle art of not giving a fuck.
Well, this is the thing. How annoying is it at the moment? Like every second book has the F word in the title now. It totally does. Only one book gets to get away with that. Like by the time the 10th one comes out, like guys, you got to find a new hook. But
the word shit, that's the new hook.
So that's a story for another day as well. Because yes, Carly, I would love to work on a more structured book with you. So I guess in closing, it's worth highlighting that it's very difficult to monetize a podcast, especially when you're an Australian podcast. There's a very small market here in Australia. So if you're listening to us in the US and like you have the ability to get us in front of like 100,000 of your best friends, please let us know.
Our American audience is growing really steadily. We're having a lot of growth in the US sector, which is fun.
And I think it's because of Spotify. Thank you, Spotify.
Yeah, thank you, Spotify, for featuring us. And the Americans are always like, oh, I love your accents. And I'm kind of like, we don't have accents.
Listeners have asked us how they can support the show beyond, you know, listening, subscribing on iTunes and leaving reviews, which I know you guys have all done, haven't you? Subscribe, leave reviews on iTunes. So anyway, how can you support our show beyond that? Well, grabbing this book is one way. So we have made it available in every format. It's available in PDF, Kindle and paperback. So hopefully one of those formats will suit the way that you like to read and your budget.
So if you want to find out more about the book and grab your copy, all you need to do is go to straightandcurly.com/book.
Yep, and that's it really. So we'll be on end of season break for another couple of weeks and then we will be back with 7 great episodes to finish out the year. So thanks so much for listening to this special bonusode, guys, and we will see you or you will hear us in a couple of weeks. See you later. Thank you so much for listening to Straight and Curly. This week's show notes and links will be available at straightandcurly.com.
And if you have any questions or weird self-improvement hacks you want us to trial, you can tweet us at Kelly Exeter or at Smaggle, or you can email us at hello@straightandcurly.com.